Full Metal Jacket. We've got the one and only Rex Brown on the show with us tonight. How you doing?
Hello, hello. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to have you on the show. Out on the road supporting your new album, Smoke on This. You are the front man. What's different when you're the main focal point on stage?
We just got back from Germany, and it was like you can rehearse the band for 2 years, but until you get in front of that crowd, I didn't even put that in perspective until we came in. Really didn't have a lot of shows behind us and wanted to get in those little clubs and get hot and sweaty and get the vibe. And by the time that we had finished, it was, I wanted to stay for another, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. It was, it's invigorating as an artist, you know, to have that kind of freedom and just, you know, just, it had 43, didn't play any covers, didn't do anything like that, and just stretched 43 minutes of music into like an hour and a half, hour 20, you know,
it was great. And it felt good.
And it felt great. It felt awesome. So it's a process of building, you know, for what I want to do right now.
Rex Brown with us. His new solo album, Smoke on This, is out now. Here's a song from it. This is Train Song. It's Full Metal Jacket. Rex Brown with us on the show tonight. Pantera and Down were one side of your musical personality. Smoke on This is another side. What other sides of yourself do you want to express next?
You just have to wait and see. You know, it's pretty much as easy as that. I want to continue the direction I'm headed now. In fact, I'm going to head in the studio and do some covers and just do a covers record, that, you know, something to kind of fill just more material and also to give the fans something cool.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Rex Brown with us. Going to take a quick break. Coming up next, music from Motorhead. Plus, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. It's Full Metal Jacket. Rex Brown with us on the show tonight. We're talking about Smoke on This, and it goes back to some of your early musical influences. What did you rediscover about yourself musically when you were making the album?
We were just in there getting the best songs that we could get. And, you know, I had no big grand illusion of what this was going to be. I didn't even know what we were going to call them. I just had this music, and it all gelled. And I was extremely happy with it. And then after that, you have to put, you know, here comes the marketing. What do you call it? You know, if you took my name off that cover and took that picture off and call it Fluffin' the Cream Cheese or whatever it is, the songs have to stand up for themselves. And that's, for me, that's the most important part. You know, it's all about the song. You're only as good as your last note and the last chord you play.
Is that when you're going to call the covers record Fluffin' the Cream Cheese?
Fluffin' the Cream Cheese. Nope.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Coming up this hour, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got music from Black Sabbath, Anthrax, and of course more with Rex Brown. It's Full Metal Jacket. Rex Brown is with us on the show tonight. A lot of years of your life have been spent on the road. What's different about why you like being on tour now compared to when, you know, early days?
Well, it's a totally different dynamic. I mean, it depends on what band you're in. It depends on what situation that you're in. Right now, it's you know, I had to go back and I think we've spoken about this before. I had to go back and find out why I did this in the first place. And that being on the road for 25 years, it was a much needed break. But at the same time, I was being creative and... for me, it's just, like I said, it's a different dynamic with every band that you play in. But I just kind of felt that I needed to get out of the corner over there and step up to the mic, as they say.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out a new tune from 36 Crazy Fists and more with our guest, the one and only Rex Brown. Full Metal Jacket, we've got Rex Brown on the show with us tonight. Smoke on This, that's the record we're talking about. It's your first solo album. Now that you've done it, how will the experience benefit whatever you decide to do next?
It's just, I mean, I still want to build upon this. You know, there's a lot to be There's a lot of stuff that I want to do. And so, you know, I look at it and it's just the first step. You know, I'm just getting my feet wet with where I want to take this sound of where I am now musically about, you know, what I want to do. And that's just, it's not so much the road for me now. It's more, I love being in a studio now where you let the studio be your palette and there you go. You know, but we're definitely heading out on the road in the springtime. So be looking for that.
Cool. Yeah. So talk about your plans. You mentioned you're going to go do some covers and you have a lot of touring scheduled for 2018.
We want to get that to coincide with when we do come out heavy and strong in, you know, March, February, something like that. And we also have all kinds of stuff up our sleeves that you'll be the first to know.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Rex. Always great to see you.
Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Anthrax, Children of Bodom, and more.